In this session, we are going to look at the rules relating to the administration of corporation tax, under Corporation Tax Self-Assessment, or CTSA as it has become more fondly known. Corporation Tax Self-Assessment applies to all chargeable accounting periods ending on or after the 1st of July 1999. The regime deals with all of the administration areas of corporation tax, which includes the payment of tax. The smaller company's corporation tax is due 9 months and 1 day from the end of the chargeable accounting period. Larger companies are required to pay tax by the quarterly instalment system, which we'll be looking at shortly. The regime also deals with the filing of tax returns. These are the forms CT600, which give details of the income a company has earned, together with the calculation of the corporation tax liability, based on that income. The submission of the tax calculation is essential for companies. Unlike individuals, who can shift the responsibility for calculating the tax to the revenue, provided they file the return at an earlier date. This facility is not available to companies. When a company sends in its form CT600, it will also send in a set of the accounts, together with any other detailed analysis and computations necessary to show that the return is complete and correct and answers all of the revenue's most obvious questions. Let us look at the filing deadlines. Normally, a CT600 is due to be submitted to the revenue exactly 12 months from the end of the chargeable accounting period. For example, if the chargeable accounting period ends on the 31st of December 2010, the CT600 must be filed by the 31st of December 2011. However, a later filing date may be appropriate, as a company will always have a minimum of 3 months from the receipt of the filing notice. If this is later than the 12-month date, then this becomes the new filing date. Given the facts below, insert the date that the corporation tax return must be filed by, in the appropriate box, in the format day-day, month-month, year-year. Once you have completed this, select Continue. For the year ending 31st of March 2011, normally, the return must be filed by the 31st of March 2012. The notice was issued before the start of the 3 months leading up to the filing date, and therefore, the normal due filing date is relevant. In respect of the CAP ending 31st of May 2011, the notice was issued within the last 3 months leading up to the normal filing date of the 31st of May 2012. Therefore, as the company will always have a minimum of 3 months from the receipt of the notice, this takes us to the 24th of June 2012. Moving now to the processing of the returns. A form CT600 is submitted to the revenue and is processed by the Corporation Tax Processing Department. As part of the processing procedure, the revenue will have 9 months from the actual date of filing the return to correct any obvious errors and anything else that the officer has reason to believe is incorrect in light of the information available to the officer. This would include, for instance, where a list of figures was not added correctly or the wrong rate of tax has been taken. These errors will be identified when the revenue type the figures from the return into their system and they do not agree with the figures that they are coming up with. In this case, the processor will write to the company and ask for the appropriate amendments to be made. The company has 12 months from the due filing, not from the actual filing date, to make any amendments to the return. This could be, for instance, revising a loss relief claim or amending a capital allowances claim. Once the return has been processed, it is usually passed to a revenue officer for a more detailed review. If the officer looks at the return and the accompanying accounts, and he sees there is information in there he would like to ask questions about, he has 12 months from the actual filing date to start an inquiry. It is very important that the revenue stick to these inquiry deadlines, because once they have passed these, there is usually nothing they can do if they disagree with something on the return. Let us look in more detail at the inquiry deadlines.
HMRC may give notice of an inquiry up to 12 months from the actual filing date for corporation tax returns filed on time.
For example, if the return for the chargeable accounting period ended on the 31st of March 2010 was filed on the 31st of January 2011, the inquiry must commence by the 31st of January 2012, as the return was filed on time. The due date for filing the return for the year ended 31st of March 2010 is the 31st of March 2011.
For large groups of companies, the deadline is 12 months from the due filing date. For an inquiry to commence, the company must physically receive the notice of inquiry by that date. It is not the date on the inquiry notice that is the deadline, but rather the date that the company must reasonably be expected to receive it. Allowing for first-class post, this could take 3 days, or second-class post, 6 working days. The revenue must therefore make sure they post the notice well before the statutory deadline. If, however, the return is filed late, the revenue always have a minimum of 12 months to start their inquiries, and the inquiry deadline will move to the end of the next quarter day. This also applies to any amendments relating to that return, which are filed after the normal filing date. The revenue will have extra time to start an inquiry in respect to those amendments only. The quarter days do not run the quarter days of the year. Instead, they run 31st of January, 30th of April, 31st of July, and 31st of October. These are the same quarter days which apply to income tax self-assessment. Taking a look at the facts on the screen, insert the latest date that the revenue have to correct the obvious errors on the returns, and to start an inquiry as day-day, month-month, year-year. Once you have completed the 4 boxes, select Continue. In respect of the accounting period ending on the 31st of March 2011, the return is filed on time. Therefore, the revenue has 9 months from the actual filing date to correct any obvious errors. That is the 31st of October 2012. The inquiry deadline runs exactly 1 year from the due filing date, which takes us to the 31st of January 2013. In respect of the chargeable accounting period ending on the 31st of May 2010, the return is filed a month late. The revenue has 9 months from the actual filing date to correct any obvious errors, which takes us to the 31st of March 2012, and they will have 1 year from the next quarter date to start an inquiry. The next quarter date is the 31st of July 2011. Add 12 months, that takes us to the 31st of July 2012. So what are these CTSA inquiries? Inquiries take place to ensure that companies submit corporation tax returns, which are both complete and correct. An inquiry can start for a number of reasons. An inquiry can be random, which means the return is chosen purely by chance by the revenue's computer. Alternatively, the return can be specifically selected for inquiry, usually where the officer has identified something on the return which he doesn't like or wishes to ask further questions about. Lastly, there could be what we call routine inquiries. These will apply particularly to very large companies, where simply because of the amount of profits and tax involved, the return will be subject to an inquiry often every year. Selected and routine inquiries can usually be avoided by the company making complete and thorough disclosure on the return of everything the revenue may want to ask about. In particular, full analysis should be given of all contentious expenditure headings, such as legal and professional fees, repairs, and entertaining. Entertaining should be clearly divided between allowable staff entertaining and disallowable client entertaining. If this information is not supplied on the return, the revenue may start an inquiry and request a breakdown of the figures. It is also prudent to perform an analytical review of the profit and loss account, as though you were a revenue officer. The return and supporting schedules should attempt to explain differences in income and expenditure heads from one year to the next. For instance, the officer may ask, "Why has advertising increased so much this year?" If there is a perfectly legitimate explanation for this, why not disclose it to him, to save him starting an inquiry? Let us now look at determinations. Determinations are issued by the revenue where a company fails to file a CT600. A determination allows the revenue to take proceedings against the company to obtain the corporation tax demanded on the determination. The determination is treated like a self-assessment. However, the company cannot appeal against the determination. It can only be superseded by an actual self-assessment. Therefore, if the determination is on the very high side, the company should submit its proper corporation tax computations and CT600 as soon as it possibly can, in order to stop the revenue from taking proceedings for the entire amount of tax demanded. Discovery assessments are another tool available to the revenue. Once the inquiry deadline has passed, the return is effectively final and cannot be changed. The only situation in which a return can be reopened is if the officer discovers information that has not been disclosed on the return, in a manner in which the revenue could reasonably be expected to notice it. For instance, assume a company owns a property in Portugal and fails to disclose the rental income on the return. If the revenue subsequently discover this, they will be able to raise an additional assessment to collect the tax even after the inquiry window has closed.
The tax on the discovery assessment is due on the normal due dates for corporation tax, and interest runs on any amounts paid late. We will be looking at interest in future sessions.
Relief for excessive assessments. A company can claim relief if they believe they have overpaid corporation tax due to an error or mistake in a previous return. However, no relief is available if the return is made in accordance with practice then prevailing. For instance, a change in an accounting standard now might change the tax treatment of a particular item. But if a previous accounting standard treated the item as was shown in the previous corporation tax computation, then no error or mistake claim can be made, as the previous return was made in accordance with practice prevailing at that time. HMRC is not liable to give effect to such a claim for relief if, or to the extent, the claim falls into one of the following categories. A. Tax is excessive due to a mistake in, or failure to give, a claim, election, or notice, including a claim relating to expenditure allocated to the capital allowance pools, or a mistake in respect of a disposal value. B. Relief can be sought under the Corporation Tax Acts. C. Relief could have been sought under the Corporation Tax Acts if it had been made within the appropriate time limits. D. The claim relates to grounds already before a court or tribunal or appeal. E. The claimant ought to have known about the grounds for relief before any appeal had been determined by a court or tribunal or withdrawn. F. The tax was paid as a result of enforcement proceedings or as part of an agreed settlement with HMRC, or G. The amount is excessive due to the calculation of liability, but such calculation was made in accordance with the prevailing accepted practice. A claim should be made within 4 years of the accounting period to which the return relates, or in respect of which the tax was paid. Such claims should not be made on the return, but under the provisions for claims made outside of the return, pursuant to Schedule 1A TMA 1970. Any claims need to be quantified at the time of the claim. It should be noted that any repayments of tax which later prove to be excessive can be assessed by HMRC and will be subject to interest in the same manner as interest payable on overdue corporation tax.
Finally, let's look at claims. Claims must be made on the tax return. Examples of claims include losses, group relief, and capital allowances. The claims themselves must be made on the CT600 and must be quantified in amount. Claims may be amended in the normal time limit, and that is the normal time limit for amending the return, which is 12 months following the normal filing date. That concludes this session on corporation tax self-assessment.